Jerry Bader Show, 923 406 1360 888-455-1360. For those of you who missed it, Governor Scott Walker joined us before 9, the segment that airs here in Green Bay. We will be replaying that interview at 10:35. He did address the comments of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, as did State Senator Leah Vukmir earlier this half hour. Those who work with domestic violence victims, are they going to speak up? Are they going to criticize Debbie Wasserman Schultz for comparing Scott Walker to a spousal abuser? Or are they not? Are any Democrats going to have the nerve to repudiate this in stark terms? There was some panic mode yesterday in response to this by Democrats, but not much. Mary in Marshfield. Mary, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I myself have been in a relationship where there's been some violence. I know several other women who have been in relationships and have gotten out of them safely, thank God. To do that is to say what she said and then compare it to that is just absolute nonsense. And it's stupid.
But
saying that is basically a form of abuse by telling us women that we're too stupid to vote for, to make up our minds about somebody and then just vote for her because she's a woman.
But that,
that's a little harsh.
But I understand, though, that she, and this wasn't a gaffe. Mary, thanks a lot for the call. This wasn't a gaffe. This wasn't a slip. This is what Debbie Wasserman Schultz believes, that conservative policies are as oppressive and offensive to women as physical abuse. That's what I think Republicans need to get out. She believes this crap. It's, look, remember when Graham Zelinsky compared Walker to Jeffrey Dahmer? And again, you know, Walker's a big boy. He can take this stuff. But that was an affront to Dahmer's victims. This is an affront to domestic violence victims everywhere. I have an example of how this is treated versus how a Republican is treated. And it centers on Ron Johnson. We'll get to that in just a bit. Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. From listening to you and others about over the years, I'm wondering if there wasn't a subtle, deeper purpose for this outrageous comment. And my question is Schultz making this as an attempt to kind of float a trial balloon and use her gender to see what will and won't work out there for coming up in, say, 2016, just in case the nominee is either Hillary Clinton or Elizabeth Warren, so they can use gender as a defense, the same way Obama used racism as a defense for his bad ideas?
I mean, possibly, but here's what I would say. I don't even think she needs to launch a trial balloon. She knows she can get away with it. She knows that the media is not going to jump on this, Tim. I don't think she, you know what I'm saying? I don't think she needs to test the waters. I think she did it because she knows the media is largely, although CNN took her on a little bit on it, is going to give her a pass on it.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm sure once the local reporter here from WSAU went and she realized he was with talk radio, it was easy to blow that off because they primarily serve a conservative thinking audience.
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned that, Tim. I am also told that WSAU initially did not receive the news release of her appearance in the Wausau area. Just an oversight, I'm sure. Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. She doesn't need to float a trial balloon, and this is why, and I think Colin Roth, the right Wisconsin, had this exactly right. This is why Republicans can't let go of this, because we're the shoe on the other foot. Were this a Republican who said this, all holy hell would be breaking out right now. And lest you think I'm wrong on that, a Republican is taking heat on a completely unrelated matter. Senator Ron Johnson is getting some criticism, and he is fighting back on this. You may have heard Kirsten Gillibrand, senator from New York, didn't name names, but said she had male colleagues in the Senate who made sexist comments about her weight after she had a child. And if a fellow senator said this to her, it's horrible. Telling her that she should work out. He doesn't like his women chubby. And I mean, it was just things that shouldn't be said. Senator Johnson came out and said Kirsten Gillibrand should name names. In a book, she says these senators said these offensive things to her that I mean, nobody would ever defend. And Johnson is saying, well, she should say who it is. He was then attacked. Oh, you're calling her a liar. Oh, you're saying it didn't happen. He said, and he followed up saying, I never saw it happen. He goes, first of all, it wasn't me. He goes, and I've never seen behavior like that. I'm not calling her a liar. I'm saying I've never seen behavior like that. And if she was subjected to that, she should say who it is. What's wrong with that? Johnson thus far has taken more heat for that than Wasserman Schultz has for the horribly offensive thing that she said. So don't tell me that I'm making it up when I say a Republican, had they said the things Wasserman Schultz said, would be treated differently. They would. Johnson is, and he didn't even say anything wrong. It's 9:30.
Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of North.